What did you do after you left the Rastafarians?
I never really left the Rastafarians. I still have Rasta in my heart. It's a very difficult doctrine to understand, but I never left. However, after that experience, I never mentioned the diabetes again. I tried to pretend it wasn't there. I left home. I went down to London. I had some homeless episodes, spent a few nights sleeping in doorways under cardboard and so on and so forth. Totally trying to ignore the diabetes. You know, if I pretend it's not there, it won't be, and I can just carry on and get through this. I rationed my insulin. I had it with me, but I rationed it and would perhaps take a shot every couple of days, eating as and when, if at all. And it very soon became, sort of a routine, a way of life. It was only over a couple of weeks. But I amazed myself how I was able to adapt. And I've since heard people talking about things you can and can't do with diabetes. Trust me, it's rubbish. It's rubbish. There's nothing you cannot do if you want to do it badly enough. That's one thing that has kept me going through everything in my life. I truly believe if I want something bad enough, there is nothing that will stop me doing it.
When you were leading such an irregular homeless lifestyle, did you have lots of hypos?
No, because I was more often up in the 25s, 35s than I was down in the lows, because I wasn't eating, which meant I was producing ketones. I know that now. I was producing ketones. I wasn't doing anything to burn off the excess sugar. I wasn't taking the insulin regularly enough. So my body by this time had become accustomed to coping at such a high sugar level. Not that it was good for my body, but it just become used to coping with it. And I don't know what it was, but the prevailing thought was, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to die. This is not going to get the better of me. And I still feel like that today. This is not going to get the better of me. I will live a full, healthy life, and have done. It's been difficult. My time in London was hard and culminated in me actually coming back to Birmingham